Today's daf is daf Yud Chet, and let's begin from the next Mishnah, Halacha Tet. Yes, Hayu Machnisim Et Hasheni. So we've been discussing interrogating the witnesses, and the first one said his piece. The second one will come in, Ubodkinoto, they were checking, Min Tzadiv Rei Mechubanim. If they find that they are consistent, then Nosim V'notnim B'davar, then the Dayanim would deliberate. Shnaim Umrim Zakai, V'chad Omar Chayav, then Zakai. If we have a majority saying, well, let's say innocent and guilty, or he doesn't have to pay or does have to pay, then we go by the majority. So if it's two said zakai, v'chadamachav, then it's zakai. Shtaimar mechayav, one says no, he has to pay, v'aramar v'chadamar, so two have to say, says he's chayav, one says he's zakai, doesn't have to, then we go majority, he's chayav. So in other words, simply it sounds like if all dine and make a decision, you go by the majority, dine mamon. That's straightforward. However, chadamar zakai, if one says, look, I think he doesn't have to pay. V'charama, no, he has to pay. V'charama, any odeya, then yosifu adayinim. We have to add further dayinim to, and that seems at this stage, why if there are more dayinim? Because you have a majority. However, afilu shnayim mezakim or machayim, even if two say that he has to pay, or shnayim, or you got two that say he doesn't have to pay. So shnayim mezakim or machayim. V'charama, one says, look, any odeya, then yosifu adayinim. Now, this is despite the fact had he, if he had expressed an opinion, it would have been irrelevant because there's already a majority that's already gone one direction. Nonetheless, because he hasn't been able to express an opinion, it's like there was no dayan, and you need three dayanim to adjudicate. So let's call it like a technical flaw in this judgment. Therefore, yosifu dayanim. Okay, let's continue. Hayom achnisin tasheni. Now, the Gemara explains that when you say si'irim, this is referring to on Yom Kippur, Sirim already know this too. Miot ish sirim ishnaim. So ma tamalomash ne sirim. You need two sirim. Obviously it's two. So their shneim shavim, as you remember back in the Yoma, they have to be equal in stature, price, etc. Ideally have to be the same. Okay? Then it says kvasim. This is talking about kevasachad is a bogeh kvasasheni tasea benabayim. I think that's the one. Yes. It's kvasim b'nei shana. My mistake. Shnei kvasim b'nei shana, my mistake. So why does that say shnei kvasim b'nei shana? Well, we know kvasim. So mi od is kvasim shnei. Mata baloma shnei. Well, shiu shnei shavi have to be the same. Similarly, the tzipurim of the metzora, this part of the Torah process. Why is it, we already know tzipurim is two. Why does it say shtei tzipurim? Again, that should be shavot. Same thing with chatzotzrot. The trumpets, mi od chatzotzrot is shtei. Mata baloma shtei. Why do I need to say shtei chatzotzrot? Shiu shavot should be the same. So it seems to be whenever it's the Gemara is building up a case here, you'll see, to bring a kasher and our mission in a moment, or our comes to Edom in a moment, because it's every time it's you have a plural, it means two. So anytime it says shtei or shnei before the plural, obvious it seems so superfluous. And so far the pattern has been that the two people have to be identical. However, Eitiv, we've got a kasher on this now. Rav Chagai l'Rav Yasa, v'aktiv v'amdu shnei ha'anashim. Here's got the pasuk. There's a two individuals have to stand before the dayanim. Well, Edim are, well, so anashim, not Edim, anashim is two individuals. Ordinarily, miut anashim is shnei, matam alo mashnei. Sheyu shavim? Does that mean you can only, like a baiting can only judge in a case if the baladin in front of them are equal stature, both poor, both rich, both whatever the same? Well, that's ridiculous. There's an instruction by Beitin, you're not allowed to distort the judgment in the favor of a ger and yatom, distort judgment. Well, this, but hare ger danim im she'eno ger yatom dam im eno yatom. It seems to be quite clear that if the Torah is saying that instruction, then it has to be like that there one party is a ger and the other one is not. One is a yatom, another is not. So what do you wish name? So im ken lama nema shnei. So he says it's mufni, it's left for a hekesh. Now we saw this back in Masechta Yoma, and I'm going to explain it like we learned in Yoma. Already the Korban Eda changes some of the girsa later on to make it all Yoma, but not the beginning part. And in my head, the way we learned in Yoma, like Reb Chaim, makes a lot of sense to me. So that's why we're going to explain it again, consistent with our parish Reb Chaim where possible. So it says as follows. Now you got Vishur Shnei Anashim. I'm pretty sure that it's actually V'amdu Shnei Anashim is where we're learning it from. The two baladin, right? Mala halan, and it says Nema kan Shnei v'Nema halan. I'm going to say, well, it says in Yom, it just says Shnei. So Mala halan Anashim v'lo Nashim v'lo Ktanim. Avkan Anashim v'lo Nashim v'lo Ktanim. So quite clearly, since you've got the Gzera Shava that brings us back to say that when it comes to the Edim, that they're going to be male, because why we learned from the Baladin that's standing in front, right? Shnei Anashim. Because it says the word in the Pasuk is Anashim. Okay? Hare lamadnu she'ein ha'isha. Now here the Girsa change in Yoma is Me'ida. Well, I'll show you on the side actually, it says Me'ida me'ata inishena dana. That if from the Gzera Shava we learn that she cannot be a witness, because we've just done the Gzera Shava Shnei to collect to say that Shnei refers to Anashim, to can't be witnesses. We know Kol She'eino Dan Eino Me'id, that they go hand in hand, and therefore she can't be a Dayan either. That's what the Shnei is necessary for this Gzera Shava. However, Rav Yossi Barbun says B'shem Rav Yosef, and now here you can see the Korban Eida because he brings it quite clearly from Masechta, the whole Girsa, if you like, the Nusach from Yom. He says, Nema kan shnei al pi shneim edim, which is again by edim. Now there it was framed to when Eldad and Medad. That was reported for me in Sanhedrin. Ma shnei shnei mar la halan anashim velo nashim. That was Eldad and Medad mit navi v'machaneh shnei anashim, quite clearly. And that's by Dayanim, by the way. Velo nashim velo ktanim. Af shnei shnei mar kan is anashim velo ktanim. And then, so here also by this Edim, we can find out that we've got a Gzir Shavah to learn that also by Edim can't be women as well. Okay? So then the Gemara continues. If that's the case, so can drop down three lines. Im ken ma tamod lomar. Here the makom shnei ha'anashim. So here, sorry, not shnei anashim. Yamdu shnei anashim. Now, shaloi, so in other words, the first way of reading the Gemara, we did a Gzira Shava between. We'll talk about Devorah in a minute. That's if you remember, we discussed Reb Chaim in a second. We'll get to that in a second. Good question, Menachem. Let me just finish this line of thinking first. So the first way of the Gemara says, oh, we connect it to Yamdu Shnei Anashim, and therefore Shnei Shnei, that means it can't be Eidim. The second pshat says, oh, no. We learn it from the Nisharu B'machaneh, like the Eldad and Medad. That's the way we do Hekesh too. So therefore, what in Ken Ma Tamar Lomar, the first pasuk that we try to learn it from, that which is v'yamdu shnei anashim, that is to say that when they present themselves in dating, they should be the same. It's a different limud we're doing by shnei anashim. They have to be like a similar way we'd had that have to be the same, but the same in their presentation, not in terms of their stature. For example, that one, you don't let one stand and one sit. Or once you can let him give the whole spiel. Now said, well, just give us the TLDR, give us the synopsis. Okay. Now Menachem asked, what about Devorah? So there are different explanations of what happened with Devorah. So the way Reb Chaim explained, I think he quoted the Tosfos back in Simchat Yoma. He explained. He says either it was al pi dibur, it was a exception in a shamayim. She was a shofet. Or alternatively, another pshat is. That he brings there is that it was actually she would educate and tell the Dayan what to do. It's a little bit like we when if when it comes to I'm not sure if it's a little bit like this is my take on it, but when it comes to Metzora, the Kohen decides whether this is Tameh or Taro, the mark of Tzaraat. Now, if he doesn't know, a Talmid Chacham tells him to say, okay, say Tameh, say Tahor. So even if it has to be executed through a Kohen, he can get instruction and advice by, let's call it an educated consultant. So therefore, that's the role. Another pshat, by the way, is that they were makabel her. Okay? Reb Chaim didn't bring this, but I saw it elsewhere, that they were if you makabel, remember we saw if you makabel someone who's pasul adayim and things like that, then it would work, right? So again, but in any event, it seems it was somewhat exceptional when it came to Devorah, to answer your question, Menachem. You've got three different answers to for your... choosing. Okay, let's continue. Now we just said now that the Yamdu Shnei Anashim comes to teach that they have to be if like the way they present themselves are equal. One have, they can't they have to both stand or they can't one can't stand. Well, it's not one stands one sits. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shamati Sheim Ratzah Dayan Lo Shiv Shnei Moshiv. That if the Dayan wants to allow them both to sit, he can do so. Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Omrim lo lavush kashem shu lavush, or hilbishu kashem shata lavesh. Interesting. Let's say one has got very nice fancy clothing. He's coming out, well presented. And his counterpart just doesn't have the funds to look that way. Well, he doesn't care. Just doesn't have the capacity. We say to the other Baldim, look, either dress down or buy clothes for your counterpart. Why is it? Which is interesting, because it says here, shlitzimu, because it might end up being somewhat of a muzzle, if you like, for the other person who is not dressed as nicely. Shabbatim, they'll think, look, shluyaminum li neged adam chashuv vani shafel. He says, well, I'm a nobody. This guy's a big hotshot. They're not going to trust him. They're not going to believe me anyway. Lechen yilbeshu b'malbu shaveh. That's why they have, the way they have to present themselves in front of Beit Din, according to Rabbi Yishmael, has to be equal as well, because that has an impact on their confidence, or their how they're going to see themselves in the case. Okay. So Amar Rav Barbashem Rav Huna, tzrichim ha'edim la'amod b'shat she'me'edim. The edim have to stand. Why? Shneimar ve'amdu shnei anashim. This is referring to the asher lahem ariv lifnei adim. Now it's interesting here, because ve'amdu shnei anashim, it sounds like you would think this is referring to the balei dinim, but it's actually referring to the edim. Ve'amdu shnei anashim. The korban eruv says, "Be'u be'edim ishtayikra de'samech ki yakum ed chamas be'ish." So that's how that stood to be referred to edim. So Rabbi Yishmael b'shem Rav Avahu says, "Af hanidodim tzrichim lamud b'shach dinam," that at the time where the judgment is being delivered, the balei dinim also have to stand up as well. The nidonim shnei ma'asher asher lahem hariv lifnei Hashem. So the pasuk is avdu shnei anashim asher lahem hariv lifnei Hashem. So asher lahem hariv is the people that had the dispute. So these are the balei dinim. So that's how he understands it. Okay, k'tiv. Loyim tu avot al banim, that the fathers cannot die on account of their sons and vice versa. Valo kvar ne'emar. One second, we already know that ish bechetto yumat. That one second, sorry. Yes, it's a continuation of the pasuk. Sorry, loyim tu avot al banim avotot ish bechetto yumatu. So if you know from the sefer of the pasuk that a person dies as a result of his own sins and not sins of other relatives, father or son, then why do you, what's the beginning of the pasuk is loim to avot abanim? It seems to be completely superfluous. So the Gemara says loim to avot be'edut banim. So this is where we're seeing the whole limud of psule edut for kruvei mishpacha, that a father cannot testify, which will result in his son dying, and similarly banim loim to avot. So the Gemara says mihan shloya edim kruvim. So this is the source where we see edim cannot be kruvim. To the witnesses kind of being related to the balei dinim, the parties. We know shloya edim krovim zelazeh. How do you know the edim can't be actually related to one another? All we've learned is they can't be related to the balei dinim, but not related. Who says the brothers can't act as witnesses? Now here we do a bit of a gerusha switch, if you like, but this might be simple if you just read it in the Korban Eidah, because he switches two parts of the section here. He says hagabatzmacha. He says, look, she'im hu zameh chad mehem. Let's say one of them found to be an eid zomem. Then klum ne'rag ad shi'asum chaveiro. Then he won't, let's say it was a capital case, he won't be killed until when? Until the other aid, we know with aidim zolomim, it's only if they're both found to be false do they get the reciprocal punishment. If only one's found to be false, it's not. So let's say one is found to be false. And now what happens if the other aid is now found to be false? The first aid will die as they're on account of the other aid. So that's loim tu avot abanim. So that's how relatives cannot be act as witnesses together, because they can in effect cause the other witness to be killed. Okay, that's how we know they cannot be edim together. Uminayim shelo yu edim krovim ladayan. How do you know the edim can't be krovim related to the dayanim? It says hagabatz marashim huzmu lo mipem ne'argim. Because if the edim now are related to the dayanim and they're found to be false, then who's actually going to cause them to die? The judgment of the dayanim. So you can see even the edim can't be related to the dayanim. We haven't actually mentioned that yet. Okay, let's continue. And umenam dayanim krovim. Who says that? How do we know that the dayanim can't be related to one another? It says amar toma harog al pi edim, harog al pi dayanim. So in other words, the connection, they're connected to one another. So meaning dayanim and edim, ma edim ein krovim zelazeh, af dayanim ein krovim zelazeh. Just as the edim can't be related to one another because of the drash we did from edim zomim, so too dayanim can't be either. But you want
Would
to
you
say,
say family can only not be official aidim, or they can't even give information in a criminal investigation
well, that's
of
it.
a
That,
relative?
that's providing edut. But that's the quote. That's what it.
Yeah, but it's not aidut before a based in. It's like aidut to a like a police investigator. In other
You
words,
may.
families are obligated to protect, even if they know. They're obligated to protect their family member and obstruct the law.
Yeah, but the type of aid we're talking about is not like in criminal investigations, I don't think.
I know, that's
Meaning
why,
it's not,
but
it's
I'm asking, would it go
the
that
only way you
far?
can kill someone is if two witnesses come along and say, I saw him being killed. Right? Not that, oh, we have evidence that we saw his financial transactions since the Reds were building a case around it, like in legal, sort of TV show police investigations.
I'm the family member. It's
Yeah.
only I who know that there are two Adim. Is that closer to being called a dut,
That's
or
not
is
a
it
dut, though.
not?
That's not a dut. That's not a
It's
dut.
not a
He's not
dut. In
providing
other words,
it.
you
It no,
can
that, I
participate.
think that case would be similar to the Baldin can bring his own witnesses. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that's that would necessarily be a problem in terms of,
Would
oh,
not
okay,
be.
why don't you bring the aid in? I don't think so, because he's not providing. It's the.
It's only the formal edut.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Sorry. Okay, the Gemara says, "Ein li ela avot al banim." All we've discussed so far is father-son relationships. However, shaar krovim, when you're with other relatives from, so Amar Reb Zeira ubanim, he says, in other words, lo yimut avot al banim ubanim al avot. Okay, the pasuk was. Now, that seems to be superfluous. And if I know avot al banim, then clearly banim al avot, they go hand in hand. It's like the same. So that lerabot, that's that double lashon, if you like, is lerabot shaar krovim. So we haven't seen this debate in a while, but we've popped up quite a few times in Yerushalmi. It says, Akun Rabbi Akiva. That doesn't make sense according to Rabbi Akiva, who is Dorish Kfilut Lashon, double language. However, Rabbi Ishmael, who holds sometimes the Torah, is what's Dibra Kalashon B'nei Adam. So Minayin, where does he learn that from? That you extend it beyond the just father-son relationship. So Tanya Ishmael says, Vashaftu Eda, it says, Ben Makeh or Ben Goel. Okay, you've got Hitzilu Hitzilu Eda. Veshaftu Eda Ben Makeh. That's a gives a change of comment. It says, Shloya Eda, that the Eda cannot be Krovei Makeh, velo Krovei Mukah. That the Eda, meaning this, the Dayanim cannot be. I think it's Dayanim. Let me double check this. Yeah. Sorry, it says as follows. The comment Eda. Veshaftu Ben Makeh Ben Shloya Eda and Abraham Yossi im Omer Ad Ken Krovei Krovei Nitzah Omer. So this is that he's that's a Gilsa change he adds, which is basically what we did. So Bechen, it says Bechen B'Shavot. V'achi Parashah. Rabbi Yossi Mefarash L'Rabbi Shmuel. Isag L'Shua Dain Krovim L'Nidonim. If you think the Dain can be close to the people that are being judged, Nimtza Pa'amim Sha'adainim Hem Goel Adam. That the Dainim might be the Goel Adam. V'kara Ka'ama Shu Shofin Beina Makeh or Beina Goel Adam. The person who killed inadvertently and the Goel Adam that are meant to be pursuing it. Shmami Natsurik Shlo Yoha Shofet. Karov li nidodim, the shofet can't be close to the people that are being judged. V'yefshar shiyeh goel adam, because he can't be the goel adam. So let me go over it again, so it wasn't clear. Tanya Rabbi Yishmael says, v'shaftu adam bein amakel bein goel. So it means the shofet has to be, if you like, separate from and be able to adjudicate between the makel, the person who killed inadvertently, and the goel adam. Meaning he can't be the goel adam, otherwise he's not between the two. So that's why it's in a shoy ada lo krove makev lo memuka, because Rabbi Yossi says, because imata omer ken nimtza omer beitin goel adam, because it could be the beit din. If you say the beit din been related, then he could be the goel adam himself. So mikan shlo yan dayanim krovim lenidodim. So you feel the dayanim can't be close to the nido and people the parties in front of him. Or minaim shlo ha edim krovim lenidodim. The edim can amrato harog al pi edim harog al pi dayanim ma dayanim en krovim krovei hanodim ap edim loy krovim lenidodim. So we do a similar hekesh like we did before. If the dayanim can't be related, so the edim can't either. We now show edim krovim ze lazeh. Now here we do have to do a bit of a girsa change. It says again, show down below in the korban eda. How do you know the edim can't be related to one another? Hagab, you have a look. She'im huzam echad. If one again, this is the same drasha kind we did above. That if one of the edims became edim zoamim, he won't be ne'erag ad yom chaveiro. So therefore, if the two edim are related, then it will. They could be that they are causing the other to die, as we said. That cannot be the case. However, for him, so imatamai kenim lo mitzah that nimtza ne ragal piv. Uminay shloya edim krovim the dayanim. The edim can't be close to the dayanim. To the dayanim. Hagavetz merashim huzam lo mipim neargim, which is kind of like we explained above. So it's like that last part's a repetition. The difference is the starting point in the sugya between the two. The so-called Rabbi Akiva reading made sense because you learn avot avinu. We start with the father son, and that's got the whole discussion, and how do you extend it to other relatives? Oh, that's not a problem because of the double lashon. However, the starting point for Rabbi Shmuel is no veshuvadavadav ben amakeh or ben agoel, and that expands it far beyond just the father. Any relatives that could be considered the goel adam, well, the dayanim can't be the goel adam because the dayanim adjudicate between the goel adam and the mukah. Okay, let's continue. Now it says b'kshem v'lo b'psulin. Now for this, now it's kind of a shame we did this a bit out of order learning because this relates to Masechtah Shvuot and would have already learned it by now had we done followed the schedule, which is as follows. Now there, a Shvuot dayanin is if someone's not Shvuot dayanin, Shvuot edut. My mistake. Now Shvuot edut is if someone says, "I want you to provide, you know, testimony about my case. I want you to come and testify," and he says, "I don't know what you're talking about," and he says, "Do you swear?" Takes in front of Beit Din. And he says, if he says, "Yes, I swear I don't know anything," and he is obviously lying, at the end he's chayav a korban, etc. And we'll learn about all the consequences of that when we get to Masechta Shvuot. However, what's interesting here, it says, it has to apply only to ksherim and not pepsulim. So you can see the overlap with our sugya. The Gemara says, meaning those are kasha edot no pasal edot, shenemar im lo yagid nasa avono. Meaning etche magid v'chaver meshlem amono yatzeh pasul she'im haya magid ein chaver meshlem amono. So the limud here is that when is someone chayav shvuot edut? That is if the piece of information they know, had they come to Aiden and presented it based on what they said, money could be extracted. Okay? A pasul edut, a relative, a bit like the question before, Dov, if he comes to Aiden and tries and testifies, they're not going to be able to extract funds based on that testimony. Right? He is chayav, I know I was there, well, bad luck. You're a pasul edut. Okay? So now, bifnei Beit Din, now these are all the, we're going one step by step in terms of all the qualifications of Shvuot Eidut. It says, bifnei Beit Din lotzi ed echad. Meaning, it's someone who's kashal Eidut in front of Beit Din. What's in front of Beit Din? Meaning, sorry, it sounds like it's saying it is when the denial was in front of Beit Din. So what's bifnei Beit Din? That's lotzi ed echad, meaning it has to be an aid that would, his Eidut would be accepted in front of Beit Din to extract funds, which Eid Echad is not. Okay? U'b'sha'amru lo harei ata mekubala like ishnayim yichol yechayav. What if that witness, both parties would have happy to commit to whatever he said? We would have accepted that one witness. Like two witnesses, tamaloma, still not. Who, because it says, who ed or ra'a or yada. Etchu kasher la'id, only those that are kasher to act as actual witnesses, edu Torah, on a Torah level, that would be binding, meaning two witnesses, Yatza edechad, but if there was only one witness that knew, well, that's not she'enu kasher le'edah Torah, even if he wouldn't be chayv this because of this shvuot edut. Now, what's shelo bifnei Beit Din? So that is the im lo yagiv enasa avono. So what's the drush we're doing from here? It says et shemagid umeshalem mamon yatza chutz le'Beit Din she'afilu magid ein chaver umeshalem mamon. So in other words, what this means is that that's dafka in front of Beit Din, because it, outside of Beit Din, had he expressed his testimony, it wouldn't have any material effect. He wouldn't have compelled him to extract the money, so therefore it's only in front of Beit Din. Again, Mitzvah Shem will see this in much more detail in Shvuot. Uminayim l'shnei edim, how do I know we knew two witnesses? Tama lomar, v'hu ed. So, here, uminayim l'shnei edim, here, because it says v'hu ed. Now, ed is in the singular, no? But that's why the Gemara says, harei kan shnayim, that ed implies to. Why? Because Rabbi Shmuel says, kol makom shekatuv b'Torah ed stamin, time you see witness, it actually doesn't mean one, harei b'chla shnei edim, it really means two, ad sheyodiach hakatuv, until the Torah tells you that it's ed echad, because ed echad be'ish. That's, in other words, because the Torah went out of its way, in a certain context, say, lo yikum ed echad be'ish, I think it is, yes, lo yikum ed echad be'ish, implies that only when it's ed echad, then you know, that's when it's referring to one witness, but or ed implies two witnesses. Okay, so eshach tani, what about, we know shnei edim. What if it's ed echad? What if there's one witness and he swears? Ma'ol lechelav, granted we can mechayev meshvuot edut, because we've just done all these drushes that said an ed echad is not chayev meshvuot edut. However, what about a shvuot bitui? Now, a shvuot bitui is another prohibition of making what's called a false shvuot. There are punishments, consequences. That do we qualify this if he lies as a shvuot bitui, all the consequences that come along with a shvuot bitui? So the Gemara says, "If shalomar ha'achar echado, probably echad ra'ui letzorfo ulechayevo mishum shvuot eidot, v'tayavu mishvuot bitui." Says, but interesting, because this individual, If you're chay, again, Mr. Shem will learn this, Mr. Shvuot. If you're chayv a shvuot eidut, you're not chayv a shvuot bitui. Okay, that's you can only be chayv one. That's again the drashas that are performed that we learned in Masechta Shvuot regarding that. Okay, so in this situation, one guy we only know that one witness. He makes a shvuah and says, "I don't know what you're talking about." You can mechayv a shvuot bitui, but no, you can't mechayv a shvuot bitui because what if another person comes along? In that situation, the two of them could have extracted funds, and therefore you could mechayv this individual a shvuot eidut, even if at the time he didn't know about it. That there was maybe another witness. So therefore, granted, now we can't chayv a shvuot eidut, but since it's a potential to mechayv him a shvuot eidut, well, then how can you now mechayv a shvuot bitui? There can only be one or the other. Okay, we'll pick up here. Let's ask him next time. That calls it.